All right, let's jump right into it. We're diving into the world of QBRs. Those quarterly business reviews that are so crucial for customer success and account management.
Absolutely, they're essential.
But they can be a bit of a headache to prepare for.
Yeah, getting all the data together, making sure it's insightful, keeping those executives engaged, it's a challenge.
It really is. And you know what? Our sources had some pretty interesting stories about QBRs that went wrong, shall we say.
Oh, I'm sure. Like what?
Well, one CSM mentioned that their executive sponsor actually started yawning during the presentation.
Ooh, that's gotta hurt.
Right. Talk about a confidence killer.
It does highlight something important, though, doesn't it? QBRs can't just be about dumping data on people. We need to tell a story, connect the dots, show the value we're bringing.
Exactly. It's about impact, not just numbers. Another CSM mentioned that even though their metrics were great, the executive sponsor just stopped showing up altogether.
Oh, wow. That's not a good sign.
Not at all. It seems like even when the numbers are good, sometimes we're not connecting our work to the executive's priorities.
They need to see how our efforts directly support their goals.
So how do we avoid those awkward yawns, those empty chairs? How do we make QBRs engaging and valuable?
That's where APIQ comes in.
APQ.
Yeah, they've got this new feature called Smart Slides.
Smart slots.
Smart Slides. It's designed to make prepping for QBRs easier and more impactful.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more.
All right, picture this. You're putting together your QBR presentation, but instead of messing around with spreadsheets and design programs, you can just drag and drop data visualizations right into pre-designed slide templates.
Wait, hold on. You're saying no more spending hours trying to make a pie chart look presentable?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm
Yeah,
saying.
all right. I'm liking this
And
already.
it's not just visuals. Smart Slides lets you pull in industry benchmarks.
So you can show how your product stacks up against the competition?
Right, which is a great way to demonstrate value. And it gets better. Smart Slides can even generate those all-important ROI calculations.
ROI. That's the magic word, isn't it?
It is. And Smart Slides presents those figures in a clear, visual way that even the most number-phobic executive can grasp.
It's one thing to talk about happy customers, but when you can show the hard numbers, that's when executives really pay attention.
Absolutely. And speaking of keeping their attention, APIQ has another feature called Email Assist.
Email assist. What's that?
It's all about streamlining those post-QBR follow-ups.
Oh, tell me it automates those follow-up emails.
It does.
Because remembering every single detail from a QBR can be tough.
Yeah, it can be. Email Assist gives you these tailored email templates pre-populated with key discussion points and insights from your Smart Slides presentation. It even sends you reminders so you don't forget anything.
So no more frantically searching through my notes trying to remember what we talked about. This is
Exactly.
sounding like a dream come true.
It is pretty great.
But let's be real for a second. How does all of this translate into better customer success? That's what really matters at the end of the day.
Well, by taking care of all those tedious prep tasks and making sure you're presenting impactful, data-driven information, Smart Slides frees you up to focus on what really matters,
Which is.
building those strong customer relationships. And with Email Assist handling the follow-up, you can keep those conversations going, nurture those relationships, and address any concerns that might pop up.
So it's about turning QBRs from a one-time event into an ongoing process of value creation. It
Exactly.
sounds like APQ is trying to make QBRs less about reporting and more about relationship building, which is what customer success is all about.
That's exactly it. They get it.
They understand that in customer success, knowledge is power.
It
But it's
is.
not just about having data, it's about understanding what it means.
And how to use it to help your customer.
So APQ is giving us a framework for thinking about customer success in a strategic, data-driven way.
It's like they're not just saying, here's a hammer. They're saying, here's how to build a house.
All right, I'm definitely intrigued. But before we get too carried away, let's take a step back. How does APQ fit into the world of customer success tools, especially with Salesforce being such a dominant player?
Right, that's a good question.
Yeah.
And APIQ addresses that head on. They see themselves not as replacing Salesforce, but as making it even better.
Like adding rocket boosters to an already powerful engine.
Exactly. APIQ takes all that data you have in Salesforce, which can be a lot to handle, and turns it into insights you can actually use.
So, no more drowning in spreadsheets and reports, desperately trying to figure out what it all means.
Exactly. App EQ cuts through the noise and helps you focus on what really matters:
Which is?
understanding your customers, anticipating their needs, and helping them succeed.
Okay, I like where this is going.
One of the ways App EQ does this is through these customizable dashboards.
Customizable dashboards.
Yeah, think of them as your customer success command center.
Okay, I'm listening.
You can tailor these dashboards to show the specific metrics and KPIs that are most important to you.
So if I want to see which accounts are at risk of churning, I can do that.
You got it. Or if you need to track product adoption rates across different customer segments, AppEQ can do that too.
So it's like having a personalized crystal ball that shows me exactly where I need to focus my energy.
It's pretty close.
Sign me up.
And because AppEQ integrates so seamlessly with Salesforce, all these insights are right there in your existing workflow. No need to switch between different platforms or waste time hunting down data.
Okay, that's a huge plus. Who has time to be clicking through a million different tabs? Not me.
Definitely not. So we've got customizable dashboards, seamless integration with Salesforce. What else?
Well, you mentioned earlier that QBRs can sometimes feel like just one-off events.
Right.
How does AppEQ help us keep those conversations going between those formal reviews?
That's where AppEQ's features for nurturing customer relationships on an ongoing basis come in. They have automated task reminders and these really cool things called playbooks. You
Playbooks.
can set up reminders to check in with certain customers, follow up on issues, or even just send a quick note to see how things are going.
So it's like having a virtual assistant, making sure I don't forget anything.
Exactly. And the great thing about playbooks is that you can customize them to fit your team's specific processes and best practices.
So it's not just generic reminders, it's tailored to how we actually work.
Right. But we can't forget about the human element.
Of course not.
Technology can't replace genuine empathy and relationship building.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So AppEQ isn't trying to replace human interactions, it's trying to enhance them.
Exactly. By automating routine tasks and giving you those data-driven insights, AppEQ frees up your time and energy so you can focus on building those strong, lasting relationships with your
I
customer.
like that. Working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Why? Okay. So we've talked about how AppEQ can streamline QBRs, prevent churn, and help us nurture those customer relationships. But at the end of the day, businesses care about the bottom line. What kind of impact can AppEQ have on revenue and growth?
That's the question every executive is asking. And AppEQ gets it. They understand that customer success is about driving real business outcomes.
They're not shying away from the numbers.
Not at all. And the data is convincing. Companies that have implemented AppEQ have seen significant increases in customer retention rates, which means higher recurring revenue.
Makes sense. The longer you can keep a customer happy, the more revenue they'll generate over time.
Exactly. And it's not just about retention. AppEQ also helps companies find and take advantage of upselling and cross-selling opportunities.
So it's about growing those existing customer relationships, not just maintaining them.
Right. By understanding customer needs and behaviors, AppEQ can help you identify those perfect moments to offer additional products or services that would genuinely benefit the customer.
It's all starting to make sense. AppEQ is like a Swiss Army knife for customer success.
I like that analogy.
It streamlines processes, empowers your team, and helps you hit those revenue goals.
It really does. It's a comprehensive suite of tools that can take your customer success operations to the next level.
All right, I'm sold. Let's say I want to dive into the world of AppEQ, see what it can do for me. What do I do? Where do I start?
The best place to start is to reach out to the AppEQ team. They offer personalized demos and consultations to help you understand how AppEQ can fit your specific needs and goals.
So it's not just about buying software, it's about partnering with a team that's invested in your success.
Exactly. AppEQ understands the value of building those long-term relationships, not just with your customers, but with your technology partners as well.
Well, this has been incredibly insightful.
It has.
We've gone from dreading QBRs to seeing them as a strategic opportunity, all thanks to AppEQ.
It's amazing what the right tools can do.
It really is. So to everyone listening, if you're ready to transform your QBRs and level up your customer success efforts, you know what to do.
Reach out to AppEQ.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this part of our deep dive. We hope you've learned a lot and are feeling inspired to take your customer success game to the next level.
Absolutely.